A King in Tears. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. What would you say? Is it okay for a grown-up person to cry in public? Certain manners may not foresee that. People may expect that we behave, control, not allow tears, not allow such emotions. King Hezekiah got sick, got seriously ill. About the time King Hezekiah became sick and almost died, the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to see him and said to him, "The Lord tells you that you are to put everything in order because you will not recover. Get ready to die." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed, and he began to cry bitterly. King Hezekiah began to cry. And the Bible reports of several other persons, Peter also crying bitterly when he had denied Jesus. So other people that we know from the public, even presidents, politicians, and even Jesus himself. Jesus, who has won the victory over devil and death, over sin and hell, he himself was not ashamed to cry. We are called, we are allowed, and even encouraged to bring all our emotions to God, usually in private, but necessary in public, to bring all of our emotions, our feelings to God in prayer, if necessary, with tears. All our desires, our innermost thoughts, tell them to the Lord. As always, God does not fulfill every wish immediately, but he always listens to our prayer. And it is also good for ourselves to tell them to God, to get more clear about our inner desires and so on. God listens to what we tell, and in case of Hezekiah, he also brought him recovery, gave him several more years. Isaiah left the king. 2 Kings 20, verse 4. Isaiah left the king, but before he had passed through the central courtyard of the palace, the Lord told him to go back to Hezekiah, ruler of the Lord's people, and say to him, "I, the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you, and in 3 days you will go to the temple. I will let you live 15 years longer. I will rescue you and this city, Jerusalem, from the emperor of Assyria. I will defend this city for the sake of my own honor, because of the promise I made to my servant David." Let's pray. Lord, we turn to you. You know everything. You know all our emotions, our feelings, our desires, our inner thoughts. We bring them all to you. You know in which phase we are, which phase of life, everybody individually, in sickness or in happiness, in sadness or in whatever it may be. You know everything. You know also all circumstances. You know our tears, our inner and our outer tears. We pray that you be with us, that you guide us, that you fill us with your Holy Spirit, and that you bring us towards your eternal kingdom, where there are no more tears and eternal joy, where your love and holiness reigns. To you be all praise and glory and honor forever. Amen.